Deus in adiutorium meum intende,
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto,
sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
O wondrous maker of the sky, dividing waters stream from stream, you stem their tide with heaven's dome, to curb the mixed chaotic flow. You fix a place for sun and stars, and trace the paths for streams on earth, that waters temper scorching rays, and so preserve the fertile land. Pour forth on us, most holy one, the gift of everlasting grace, lest by a stroke of fresh deceit the ancient sin should wear us down. Let faith search out and find the light, and such a beam of light bring forth, that all vain idols flee in dread, and falsehood never cloud its ray. Most loving Father, hear our prayer, and you, O Christ, co-equal Son, who with the Spirit Paraclete now reign for all eternity. Amen. The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor. In the Lord I have taken my refuge. How can you say to my soul, fly like a bird to its mountain, see the wicked bracing their bow? They are fixing their arrows on the string to shoot upright men in the dark. Foundations once destroyed, what can the just do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord whose throne is in heaven. His eyes look down on the world, his gaze tests mortal men. The Lord tests the just and the wicked, the lover of violence he hates. He sends fire and brimstone on the wicked, he sends a scorching wind as their lot. The Lord is just and loves justice, the upright shall see his face. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord. He who keeps his pledge, come what may, who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. God chose us in His Son to be His adopted children. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in Him before the world began to be holy and blameless in His sight. He predestined us to be His adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was His will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor He has bestowed on us in His Beloved. In Him and through His blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan He was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in Him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God chose us in His Son to be His adopted children. May you attain full knowledge of God's will through perfect wisdom and spiritual insight. Then you will lead a life worthy of the Lord and pleasing to Him in every way. You will multiply good works of every sort and grow in the knowledge of God. By the might of His glory, you will be endowed with the strength needed to stand fast, even to endure joyfully whatever may come. Lord, You alone can heal me, for I have grieved You by my sins.
Lord, You alone can heal me, for I have grieved You by my sins.
Once more I say, O Lord, have mercy on me,
for I have grieved You by my sins.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Lord, You alone can heal me, for I have grieved You by my sins.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, for He has looked with favor on His lowly servant. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia res pexit humilitate mancile sue, et cenem ex hoc beatam et dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius a progenie in progenies, dimensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. God has made an everlasting covenant with his people, and he never ceases to bless them. Grateful for these gifts, we confidently direct our prayer to him. Lord, bless your people. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance. Lord, bless your people. Gather into one body all who bear the name of Christian, that the world may believe in Christ whom you have sent. Lord, bless your people. Give our friends and our loved ones a share in divine life. Let them be symbols of Christ before men. Lord, bless your people. Show your love to those who are suffering. Open their eyes to the vision of your revelation. Lord, bless your people. Be compassionate to those who have died. Welcome them into the company of the faithful departed. Lord, bless your people. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Father, may this evening pledge of our service to you bring you glory and praise. For our salvation you looked with favor on the lowliness of the Virgin Mary. Lead us to the fullness of the salvation you have prepared for us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with me. Earlier this month, we completed our first mission pilgrimage. It was the trip of a lifetime. We're excited to announce that registration for our next pilgrimage is now open, January 12th to 18th, in sunny Southern California. This time, we'll be traveling to California missions from San Diego to Los Angeles. Escape the winter chill and join us for 5 days and six nights of California sunshine, coastline, good wine, good times, and worship divine. We'll visit historic and sacred missions and churches, celebrating daily mass and praying all the offices of the Liturgy of the Hours together in song. Visit www.singthehours.org/pilgrimage to take advantage of our early bird pricing and secure your spot on our private coach. You can also check out the description for more details. See you in the new year. God bless.